Hello and welcome to another sci-fi short. I'm Joe, and today we're going to be looking at memes, or one meme in particular. Now, memes are one of those things that can be really, really useful. They can cut through a hell of a lot of fraff. On the internet, when we're talking about memes, as I'm sure you know, it's generally an image with a bit of text. And there are times when, you know, that it can be really useful. It can explain something that needs to be done, like the meme that's the theory in science versus the colloquial use of theory. That works really well. However, a lot of memes that we do see tend to be quite terrible. So I thought I would do a little series on our worst memes and why. So, bad atheist memes. Can we atheists do better? We atheists have a number of things in our tool belts, and one of those is memes. Many of these memes are oversimplifications or just flat out wrong. So I thought I would create a series to address some of our worst memes and explain why they are so bad. Atheism is a conclusion. One of the most common memes that I see keep being thrown around is this one. Atheism is a conclusion, not a belief. It's a bit of a bad meme, and I figured I'd explain why. So, the belief that God does not exist is one of the common definitions that you'll actually see in a number of dictionaries and philosophical papers. If you look in the top right now, you can see an entry from the Cambridge Dictionary. If you look in many philosophical papers, you'll see that definition as well. Yes, there are a number of different definitions of atheism, even within philosophy, and you might prefer the lack of belief definition, which is quite common on the internet, but not many other places. The issue you now have with the lacking belief in God's definition, it's not a conclusion at all. It's describing a psychological state and at best is a second order belief. So to be fair, an ism is not an active belief. And to explain this more detail, let's briefly review theism. So theism is commonly described as the belief at least one God exists. An ism is a practice, system, philosophy, or ideology. It is the ist that ascribes to the ism. Therefore, when describing theism as the belief in the existence of gods, it's talking about something believed, or the propositional content of that belief, namely, at least one God exists. Therefore, theism is the proposition that at least one God exists. If you accept or conclude this proposition is true, that makes you a theist, aka one that believes at least one God exists. So if we're going to examine conclusion versus belief, we've got the definition up there, the opinion you have after considering all the information about something. So a conclusion is something an agent comes to, usually after some form of deliberation, internal or otherwise. Essentially, it is what you judge to be the case. A belief is something accepted as true, thought most probable, or a positive attitude towards a proposition. If the proposition is God exists, there are two possible outcomes or conclusions. God exists or God does not exist. Whichever outcome you conclude to be most likely is the one you accept as true. Therefore, your conclusion is a belief. Essentially, any conclusion you or any active agent makes is a belief. So is atheism a conclusion or a belief? If we look at lack of belief atheism, and if atheism is described as a lack of belief in God or gods, then it is not a conclusion. It is a description of a psychological state, and that is a second order belief. It doesn't really make sense to describe an ism in those terms, though. If we think about propositional atheism, if atheism is the negation of theism and theism is the propositional content of the belief God exists, then atheism would be understood as the propositional content of the belief God does not exist. In this regard, it would be regarded as a conclusion, which would make the atheist one that believes God does not exist. Essentially, atheism is a proposition that can be described as either a passive belief or passive conclusion. The atheist would then hold an active belief about atheism. If atheism is a lack of belief in God or gods, it is not a conclusion. At best, it's a second-order belief. If atheism is to be regarded as a conclusion, it is also a belief. Neither is active, as an ism is a concept or proposition. In both instances, atheism can be described as a belief. The meme is just awful. So, I mean, that's it. That was really a quick overview of one of our memes that is quite terrible. Now, there are a variety of other options around the proposition God exists. Some people like to put modifiers in front of the word atheism. Some people separate things, like, you know, having the specific ontological positions, which is what I prefer to do. I prefer being really clear and concise with our language and having separate labels for each type of thing. So, like, there's different types of theist with your monotheist, polytheist, etc. You've got different types of non-theist with your agnostic, agnostic, atheist, and so on and so forth, and that describes a very, very specific position. But I don't begrudge anyone not doing it that way. However, no matter which way you look at it, the meme, atheism is a conclusion, not a belief, is wrong. Anyway, hope you found this one interesting. Have yourself a good night.